She was a top. I mean, there was, you know, I mean, she, not only as a songwriter, but as her demos, the records that we would send around to the different artists and producers, pretty much the way that she played piano laid out the entire arrangement of the song. So she was not only a songwriter, but she was a very talented musician. And I said to somebody that this is the love story of recordings, because it was something that was so personal and sensitive that when somebody listened to it, it could be their story. There's enough songs in there where you could relate to. So I mean, when we found, I had a feeling that it was a big album, never expecting it to be as big as it was, but certainly I thought it was, you know, going to be a very successful album. I think it was a time in her life where she was going through a lot of emotional changes, and she's a very sensitive person. It's difficult for her to hide her emotions. And if she's writing a song, those emotions are gone. So, and I can see where that might have concerned her, although she didn't consciously say to me, I'm having a problem with this. You know? My original vision for the Tapestry album, I mentioned before the demos that Carol used to do. And when we would send those demos, which were basically her on piano voice, and she was doing all the parts on piano. She'd play a line that would be a guitar line, she'd play something that would be string lines, she did the background vocals. And when we sent these out to the different artists and producers, it was very difficult to get them back because they all liked them so much. So the idea behind Tapestry was to stay as close to that simple sound as possible, feature her vocal, and somebody could imagine her sitting at a piano playing and singing to them. That was the, conceptually, that was the theme of the album.